I was just in the middle of running a route. I was getting to go across field, and I just so happened to look back, and I just saw him hit, and then the ball come out. I mean, I couldn't tell if it was an incomplete pass, but I was like, I saw a defender run to the ball, so I was like, all right, I might as well run over there too. But he didn't pick it up, so I picked it up. And I guess they were saying, people were telling me to run, but I didn't know it was still live. And A-Rod told me to go, and I just went. Yeah, I think he just said, just go. He said, run, run. Somebody did. I think he was the closest one. What made you go pick up the ball? I mean, just in practice, I mean, we always run the loose balls like that. And it just became instinct, and I just ran to it.
Was there a whistle on the
I couldn't hear anything. That's why I was still confused. I mean, I can barely hear the noise in the stadium. So the people on the sideline, they said they were telling me to run, but I couldn't even hear them.
It's about the fumble?
Yeah.
Listen to this. Listen to this. So he fumbled. I'm actually talking to the safety on the Bears. Me and him talking something, whatever we were saying, and then all of a sudden I see boy getting in the end zone. He said, what's this? I said, I don't know. I mean, we just both trying to figure it out ourselves. Yeah, but I mean, you've got to always finish. You know, you got to play to the whistle.
We were tall in practice, man. Always cover the football. You never know what's going to happen. The refs never blew the whistle. We covered the ball, and Boink was able to advance it and score a touchdown. But we're tall, man. No matter what, cover the football, pick it up. You never know if it's a fumble, even if the refs blow the whistle, pick it up.